Beerables Inc. is an e-solutions company that provides custom web design, web application development, and internet marketing services to individuals and businesses. They can build powerful e-commerce sites, mobile apps, develop content, and market you on social media. They can help manage your brand's reputation and provide rock-solid customer support. Call today at 1-800-651-6091 or email us at info@beerables.com for a free consultation today. Again, the number is 1-800-651-6091.
The Shaw Piralee Law Group and IMI Law Help, Inc. are proud to announce the release of the Immigration Law Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, TuneIn, and other renowned podcast channels. Immigration Law Podcast was designed to provide the audience with information on various U.S. immigration issues. The podcasts are unique because they are presented by the prominent attorney, Shaw Piralee, covering topics such as B-1, B-2 visas, visitor and business visas, H-1B visas, L-1 visas, O visas, EB-1 visas, student visas, perm labor certifications, national interest waivers, NIW, green cards, and citizenship. Although educational in nature, the podcasts provide a rare insight on immigration news and politics from an experienced lawyer's perspective. Immigration Law Podcasts, a unique perspective on immigration law. Download them from iTunes or Google Play. For more information, visit attorneyonair.com or call 510-742-5887. This is just an advertisement. No attorney-client relationship is created by this ad.
And now, from the San Francisco Bay Area studios, KLOK proudly presents to you the prominent attorney Shaw Piralee for the Shaw Piralee Law Show, coming at you with over 50,000 watts of power. The Shaw Piralee Law Show, where all your views matter.
Hello, 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 everybody. Assalamu alaikum, Sister Khan, namaskar to all the listeners. This is Attorney Shaw Piralee. Today we are live. I usually don't do live on Monday, but today we are live. It's September 19th. And we are going to talk, of course, about immigration and also debt settlement. A lot of things happening on immigration side. And, of course, we will be opening the line. You can call right away as soon as you can, 408-912-5565, 408-912-5565. And we are going to discuss a little bit about all the issues involving in immigration, whatever we can discuss today. And of course, we are going to be covering issues with debt settlement. Today I have with me on the board my friend Franco, and I think we already have one caller. Let me take the caller and then we'll continue. And before I start, anything I'm telling you today is for educational purposes only. You should not act or refrain to act solely on the information provided. You should contact an attorney if you have any questions. The number to our office, 510-742-5887. Let me take the caller, Franco. This is Shaw Piralee. You're live on here.
Hello. My name is Chandra.
Hi, Chandra.
Quick question. Actually, my 6 year H-1B is ending end of this year, December 2016. And yes. My 140 is approved back in 2012. Mm-hmm. So I have applied for my H-1B extension now and got an RFE.
Yes.
So now I have like a two-phase question. So based on the result of the RFE, say if my RFE is clear, can I move to a different company who are willing to apply for my H-1B and process my GC?
Is your I-140 approved? Still approved?
Yes.
Okay. Are they going to cancel your I-140?
No, I don't think so. So I mean, I'm always in good relations with my employer, so they wouldn't do that.
Okay. As long as your I-140 is not cancelled, you should be able to transfer, because you need that I-140 because you're passing 6 years, right? It's above 6 years in your case, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Yeah, as long as you can transfer and make sure that I-140 is alive, so that if the I-140 dies before the transfer is effected, then you won't get it. But if the I-140 is not is not denied or revoked, I mean, you should be fine. You can transfer, and you will get a new 3 years usually through that. Okay?
Okay. The second phase question was, say the RFE what I got today is not clear, or if my H-1B is denied, and can I still move to a different company who are willing to apply my H-1B and process my green card?
Yes, because extension has nothing to do really with that. But if there is an RFE, that means you're going to have an RFE on the transfer also, probably, unless it's a problem related only to the company, not to you. So be ready for that, okay?
So in either cases, I can go to a different company who are willing to apply for my H-1B and process my green card.
Yes, you can go ahead and do that. But you might have the same.
Brilliant.
Okay then, good luck to you. Let me take another caller. This is Sharp Rai, you're live on air. Hello?
Hello, this is... Hello?
Hello, you're live on air.
This is Shoaib, I have an question.
Yes, sir.
Actually, my 6 years is completing in next year, July 25th of my H-1B. But...
Yes.
My company filed my labor before 11 months before.
Okay.
So I'm planning to go to take 1 month vacation in the coming December. So in that time, I can recapture that 1 month after coming in January and February.
Yes, you can recapture any time. But are you talking about the pending 365 days to be able to get? That's what you're talking about, right? Pending 365.
No. If July 25th, I have my 6 years will complete, right? So if I come after 1 month vacation, that 1 month can I capture off in July 25th?
Yes.
Sorry?
Yes. Yes, you can.
But the thing is, if I put that normal procedure, it is taking 8 months, right? So, 6 to 8 months to get H-1B approved. But I have 1 month, 1 month of 1 month left for H-1B of 6 years, right? So can I stay here?
Technically, no, because you knew at the outset that you are not eligible for that extension. So the rule worked this way: you can pretty much use that 240 days rule. If you knew, you would have gotten 1 year. But there are ways to kind of work it around. Give me a call at the office. I'll guide you because I have to look at the case. The best what you're doing right now is good, to leave the country, take a vacation, and then file when you come back. And that will buy you some time until you get your I-140 approved. But it has to be done in a way that it doesn't have an issue of you knowing full well that you were not supposed to get it and you still... using the system. But having said that, it's just a matter of crafting the case properly. So if your lawyer can craft it properly, you should be fine. Okay,
yeah, thank you very much.
Give me a call and then we can go into details, because those you don't want to discuss on the phone.
Sure.
Give me a call. 510-742-5887. Let me take another caller if you have any caller. So we don't have any other callers right now. As soon as we started, we got some callers. Thank you so much. Just to let you know, ladies and gentlemen, I've been doing this show for years now. It's been 6.5 years. And we will be no longer serving the show on Monday. We will be we're going to still be on Thursday, but as from October 1st, we will no longer doing the show on Monday, because oftentimes I'm not able to do the show live, and then a lot of people feel bad because I cannot answer their questions. So I wanted to thank you all for having listened to me on Mondays, but I will still be there on Thursday, Thursday 10 to 11, and also on Friday, Saturday morning, midnight, basically Friday midnight to 1 a.m. So you will be able to still hear our shows. But at the same time, for Monday, because I am pretty much unavailable on Mondays due to the work load, I just prefer to, we are going to, actually move the show to Los Angeles, hopefully. So this is what we are planning to do. But at this point, we're still there for the next 2 weeks on Monday, but Thursday you will have us. I just wanted to mention that. And now, talking a little bit about immigration, things are going to change a little bit, not a little bit, probably a lot. We are seeing a comeback of Donald Trump, and of course, just like I predicted, it seems like he's going to be the next president. So what do we expect now from there? Well, we know what we could expect, definitely. If he follows through on all the things that he has mentioned, that means we are going to look at a very, very tough immigration, tough immigration laws, and also very, very tough situation where it comes to other areas. But at the end of the day, the Congress is still there, the Constitution is still there, so people will have to keep fighting, and we should not just give up like that. Hopefully, once he becomes president, things are going to be different. Instead of having all those rhetorics, it's going to be real stuff. But hopefully also we expect maybe Hillary Clinton will come back, and that will be probably the same practice of President Obama. So let us see how things unfold in the next 2-3 weeks. It's going to be really critical what happens really to the United States and ultimately the world. But in the meantime, for those who don't know, it seems like he's really closing in, and there's a big chance, especially what happened in New York, gave him a comparative advantage, because it seems like every time there is some kind of intriguing though, every time there is some kind of quote-unquote terrorist attack, it's usually to the favor of Donald Trump. So the question now is, what for us, what can we expect in the immigrant community, especially for the Indian community? As such, we have heard a lot of things, but not really clear from Senator Clinton, but from Donald Trump. He mentioned that he will be vetting the people on the H-1B, but he will also make sure that people who need to come here, what I'm thinking here is mostly like those fashion models who uses the H-1B. These are the ones who are going to get priority over engineers, and so we need to be ready for that. And having said that, that doesn't mean we just give in right now, because it has the election is not finished until it's finished. Until then, let us see how things happen. But we need to be ready, and if you have anything that is pressing, you might want to get things moving for you as soon as possible. And again, if you need help, this is Attorney Shapirali. Our law firm, the Shapirali Law Group, is located in Newark. We handle cases pretty much all over the U.S. I have clients pretty much in all the states, and they call us. We do consultation over the phone, and that doesn't really stop us from handling cases all around the world pretty much. But having said that, you need to know that sometimes you want to meet with the lawyer, but as long as you know the lawyer, you need to make sure that you're talking really to the lawyer. As long as that's the case, then you're fine. Most people recognize my voice. So we do a lot of cases for people out of state. And if you need help or any of your friends need help, feel free to call us, 510-742-5887. Now, having said that, let me talk a little bit about few other issues that I'm seeing right now. For one, there was a news that 800 people whom they have given citizenship, they are going to kind of review their cases, which is kind of something kind of scary. It is on the news today. So more than 800 people who have been, according to the U.S. Department, more than 858 people from countries where national security has been compromised, kind of, they are going to revisit it. And we know that the countries, we're talking about the Middle East, mostly Pakistan, we're talking about some of the countries which they have listed under the terrorist list. So they are going to go and revisit those cases. Now the question, how do they do that? Well, technically, usually once a person gets a citizenship, it's only the USCIS immigration has no jurisdiction on the case, so only a federal court. So my question, are they talking about people who have not been issued citizenship yet, or people who they have issued citizenship? By the way, people who think that once they get citizenship, it's done, they cannot take it away, they are getting it wrong, because they can do something called denaturalization, which is something that has been used efficiently, especially after September 11, to send some people back home. I remember a famous case of a professor from Palestine who pretty much was speaking against stuff in the Middle East, and he was denaturalized. So, but in order for them to do that, they have to go to technically a federal court, because the USCIS don't have jurisdiction when it comes to denaturalization. But if they have not issued the naturalization yet, then it's a different story. But the article basically mentioned 800 people, and they say they have email. They are going to review their cases. So for those who are listening, please make sure that you, if you get any of those letters, give us a call, 510-742-5887. And just to let you know, there are many things happening out there right now, and things that you have not seen before are going to happen, because we are in a situation where many people are expecting things that are not really going to happen for them. They are hoping on things that will not happen. For example, a lot of people hope that, okay, things are going to be, they are going to have an easy way out of the system just because Obama is still in power. That's not really the case. So make sure that you understand what is happening, and you take in consideration anything you are doing right now, take in consideration our political situation. So I recommend that you always check on your case, have a real lawyer work on the case, because I've seen cases where people hire non-lawyers to work on their case, and they end up by creating more problems on the case itself, and they get denials. Not only denials, they get revocations. So having said that, now we are talking about those 800 people whom whom the government is saying that they're given citizenship without checking their background, which is kind of amazing, because I do citizenship all the time, and their background check is very extensive. But I think maybe they missed some. Hopefully, most of our clients are going to be okay, but in case you are one of the people listening to us right now, you hear that, so we recommend that you go ahead and you let us know. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is Attorney Shapiro Ali, and we will be still taking calls. The number to the studio today is 408-912-5565, and I'm live today, September 19th, and you can check our website, attorneyonair.com, attorneyonair.com, and we are going to take a quick break, and we will be back after those messages. And I have Franco with me on the board today. And we are, like I was mentioning earlier, that show on Monday is going to be discontinued, is going to move. Well, it's not moving, but we're going to still have our Thursday and Friday shows. So keep listening. Don't go anywhere. And we will be back after those messages. Thank you.
If you own a property and have a second mortgage on it, and if you want to keep this property and get rid of the second loan, Attorney Shaw Parali can help. Call 510-742-5887. Due to the uncertain economy, many people have settled their debts for a fraction of its value. It's recommended to use an experienced lawyer to deal with it. Shaw Parali is an experienced debt settlement attorney and has handled hundreds of such cases successfully. There are no upfront fees for debt settlement. Only when you win, you pay. Call Shaw Parali, attorney at law, at 510-742-5887 or visit yourdebtsettlementattorney.com for a free assessment. This is just an advertisement. No attorney-client relationship is established by this ad. The law does not guarantee success. Call 510-742-5887.
Good afternoon, Mr. Shah. Thanks for a very good show.
Thank you for the show and all the information that you're providing.
Hi, Mr. Shah. Thank you so much.
Hi, Mr. Shah. Thanks for doing this program.
Hi, Shah. Thank you.
Thanks for picking up my call.
Hi, Shah. My name is Kunal. Let me thank you for this wonderful show. It's been a tremendous help, actually.
Mr. Shahzali, thanks for sharing the information.
Good afternoon, sir. I would like to congratulate you. It's a wonderful show, and lots of people are getting benefited in different areas like immigration and settlement and all.
Yeah, good afternoon. So, first of all, thank you very much for providing all this useful information. Really appreciate it. I've been listening to your shows. I've been listening to your shows only on Monday, but I from now on, I'll try to make it a point to listen to it, you know, the other days also. Thank you for doing such a great show.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call. That's a wonderful show.
Hi, Mr. Shah. Appreciate your talk show and daily listener for this, and it's very informative.
Yeah, hi, Shah.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Rajesh. Hi, thanks for taking my call, and first of all, thank you very much for your great service to the community.
So, thanks for briefing up the current situation. It's unfortunate, it's affecting but the good people as well, whose aspiration is this country.
Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome, sir.
Hi, this is Ravi. Thanks for taking my call, Shafrali.
Hello, is this Mr. Shafrali?
Yeah, this is Shah, you're live on here.
Yes, good morning, thanks for taking my call. Good, thanks.
Happy holidays.
Oh, thank you, and the same to you.
Hi, sir. It's a great show you're doing. Thanks for all your help. Thanks so much.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Attorney Sharp Rally, and we are live on air. Back, I think we have one caller, Franco. Let me take the caller. This is Sharp Rally, you're live on air.
Hi, Sharp. This is Deepak calling from Fremont. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome, Deepak. How can I help you?
I have a question regarding H-1B STEM category. So there is a specific H-1B category for master's students who have done their master's in the U.S. There are like 20,000 visas put aside every year. So I have a question regarding this qualification of degrees for this one, for this category.
Yes.
So, so if I do the master's online, which is related to STEM, am I qualified into this category?
Yes and no, depending. Masters Online has to first be accredited, and it has to be from a non-profit or a public institution. If it doesn't meet those two requirements, you won't get the master's cap.
Okay, sure. Because there are specific guidelines online where I can find that we can you can differentiate a degree based on STEM OPT, but there are any kind of terms or decisions based on master's category.
No, you just have to look into it. First, number one, it has to be accredited. Number two, you have to make sure that it is either a public institution or it is a non-profit.
Yes, it is public and non-profit, and also it is accredited as well. So.
Yeah, if it is accredited, then you're fine. Yeah, it will qualify. Okay?
Sure. Thanks, sir. Thanks for letting
Good me. Luck to you. So, ladies and gentlemen, I think we have, I don't know if we have more callers, Franco, and just to let you know, ladies and gentlemen, we are talking a little bit about immigration, of course, but things are going to really unfold very fast. Most experts I'm speaking to now seems to give a win to Donald Trump on the elections because of what has happened, especially now. More there are attacks, more he gets power, which is kind of interesting to note. So unfortunately, you have some bad people doing bad things, and then he's taking advantage of that, and he's going to just flow on the wave. And now we just need to be ready how we deal with the aftermath. Hopefully I'm wrong, and I pray to God I'm wrong. but we have to come to reality and to terms. I was thinking about that for a while. I've been saying it for a while, but I was always hoping I'm wrong. But now more and more things are unfolding, not really in a good way. But having said that, also for all those people who are injured in New York, we hope that they are okay, their families are okay, and our heart goes to them. And we believe that whoever does wrong things, he's a criminal. Doesn't matter what religion you are in. For me, you are a criminal, and if whoever did that, we don't even know really right now, but whoever did that is on the wrong side. So now, having said that, now I'm talking a little bit about all the issues. One of the things we are hearing now is the denaturalization that is going to happen. They are planning to look into 800 cases where they already given naturalization. to almost take it back. And how do they do that? They can use a federal court usually, and hopefully we will see not a lot of people losing their citizenship. But I think, unfortunately, it seems now, especially under COP, which is one of the worst systems that have been set. COP is a system basically where they double check people from the Middle East, and they kind of deny them also. They block their cases, especially in citizenship, and they also block cases from people from India and also from Asia. COP has been really been blamed for many of the cases that are stuck with the immigration, and unfortunately things are not getting better, and it's getting worse. So bear with us. Hopefully things are going to get better after the elections, but we don't know yet. So let's see how it's going to unfold. But until then, we want you to be safe and prepare yourself probably for the worst. If the best comes, everybody's happy. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about one, and we got a caller also asking about the master's degree and the cap. I have a good video on this on my YouTube channel. It's YouTube/SharpiraliLaw, YouTube.com/SharpiraliLaw, where we cover a lot of topics in simple forms. So please check it. And also, we're going to talk a little bit about options and the L1. Almost as an investor visa, and then after that we will be talking a little bit about other things like debt settlement. First of all, L1 visas are intra-transfer visas. They can be used as L1A for executive and managers, or L1B for specialized occupations. What happened with the L1, it is you have to have three things in simple terms. Number one, you have to have worked in that company. First, you have to have a qualifying relationship. That means a company in India or another country has to have a branch, a subsidiary, or an affiliate in the US. It doesn't have to be already existent. It can be for the future, but it's a little bit more difficult to do it this way, but it is doable. Then you can actually transfer someone who has worked for you in the past 3 years, either as an executive or a manager or someone of a specialized knowledge, like someone who has qualification for an H-1B. This is a very good tool, especially for multinational companies when they are dealing with their candidates, because there's no limitation really on those visas. And also, if you look at it from the perspective of an employer, especially if you get the L1 blanket, it goes very, very fast for them. Now, the advantage also with the L1, especially the L1A for managers and executives, you can, after you come here, you can file the EB1C. In fact, you can even file the EB1C at the beginning if the company is already operating. Then what it does efficiently, you can use it almost like an investor visa. Especially if you're an executive, you want to invest in the US, you can actually use that as a tool to basically invest if the company is already set under EB1C or even under the L1, L1A. The good thing with L1A, you don't need a high qualification for an L1A. Sorry. Actually, I have done cases on L1A where they barely have high school. So it's not about the education. It's about your position. It's about the company size. It's about the reasons. You're gonna just do L1A. Like some people think, okay, I have a company in India doing business, for example, as a restaurant. I come here, I open a laundry shop, I'll get L1A. You might actually, but it is very difficult. But it usually has to be related, the two companies, and of course. The company, you have to be in the company in the past 3 years, 1 year. Then you can get L1 for L1A or L1B. So look into those, because those are options that people are taking. And the advantage, you can file for a green card really fast. And EB1, the green cards are pretty much current. So it becomes to your advantage to look into that. I know someone called last time. They say, oh, you know, people commit fraud. They go and they do that. Well, fraud, there is fraud and everything, including H-1Bs, but there are many genuine companies out there which are really want to keep their candidates, and they're having issues to bring them here or keep them there or keep them here. Then the L1 becomes a good option, and ultimately with the L1, the EB1C, which is a very, very good option. So look into that. Don't just shy away from cases. Give a call to your lawyer, or you can call our office, 510-742-5887. Go on our website, attorneyonair.com or piralilaw.com, where you can get an idea how the system works and what you can do with those. And also the other visa, which a lot of people are asking me, sorry for that, is the EB-5. The EB-5 are for investors, right? The EB-5 is very interesting, but it is very risky, unfortunately, because the problem with the EB-5, many of them have been branded as fraud because many did commit fraud on them. Especially, you see online, many Chinese company has taken advantage of it, and they have scammed people. So you need to be careful who you're picking, and not to put any brand on anybody. But unfortunately, they are taking advantage of people from China, and they use them supposedly to give them an EB-5, which is a straight green card. The problem with the EB-5 is that it comes as a conditional green card. So you get it for 2 years, and you have to keep that business pretty much alive. And if the business goes down, you might end up by losing both the money and the green card. So I recommend talking to a good lawyer, looking at your options. Now, if you are born in countries like Pakistan, certain other countries in the world like Egypt, etc., you might be beneficiary of you can do the E2 visas. The E2 visas are investor visas. You don't have to put that much money like an EB-5, $100,000, $80,000 to $120,000. You can get an E2 visa provided you find a good business, etc. And we can help you on that. We can even put you in contact with some companies who can actually do business with you. But unfortunately, the only disadvantage, India doesn't have it. I wish they did, but they don't have it. So far, they don't have any good stuff on that. There's another rule which is coming out. It's not very clear. They're talking about a humanitarian parole for people who wants to do business, who have venture capitalists in their business, etc. And we are looking at those. Hopefully, this is going to be coming up soon. But right now, the way the political situation is going, it's not really something where they want to give anything to immigrants, because the whole idea of the elections and the ascension of Donald Trump is based on the fact that many people are becoming anti-immigration. And in fact, I think more than 50% of the U.S. population are anti-immigration right now. And although many people say distinguish between legal and illegal immigration, I don't think, first of all, anybody is illegal, because that's, illegal in terms of not people, yeah, undocumented, but the most important things is people who are also going to have who have a green card, who have people who have a visa, they are also going to suffer, because the way they are trying to craft those laws, they will make life very difficult. They will reduce the number of visas, they will reduce the ability to bring the relatives, etc. And that's going to really be something that will actually have a chilling effect on the community. So ladies and gentlemen, again, this is Attorney Shaprali. Anything I'm telling you is my opinion, and you should not act or refrain to act solely on the information provided, you should contact an attorney if you have any questions. Sorry, it's Monday and I'm a little bit still tired from the weekend. So I wanted to talk, I was talking about L1 before. Now I'm talking about issues related to investor visas. Now for H-1B. H-1B, let us kind of analyze what we can expect next. If Clinton becomes president, there's a big chance, from what we are hearing, that she will encourage green cards for H-1Bs, which is a good thing. And she will continue probably on the same road as President Obama. So there will be no big changes we can account for, as from what she's saying. Now, we don't know how the situation is going to evolve, But at this point in time, I think our chances with Clinton is a lot better. But again, both sides have their pros and their cons. And if you are a Muslim, of course, you don't want Donald Trump there. And I know what I'm talking about here. And also, of course, if you are someone who is pretty much against illegal immigration or against basically foreigners, quote unquote, taking people's jobs, you will probably look into Donald Trump's, what he's going to offer. But the truth is that, as we know, many of those jobs that we see in the Silicon Valley, there is a huge shortage. And the huge shortage is not going to shut itself just because they make a big political statement. Because many of those big companies will either move out of the country, or they will have to shut down because they won't have good people to work in them. So it's a dynamic that many people don't understand, unfortunately. It's not like you take one immigrant out, you will be able to replace that immigrant by a U.S. citizen. In fact, by taking one immigrant out, there's a big chance you're killing the jobs of two, three U.S. citizens. For example, many of the people who are immigrants here, even on H-1Bs, they own a house. So taking them out, that means they will have to sell their house. That means the house market is going to crash. And then they will not go to the store, and they buy the other one buying groceries, etc. That means grocery store is going to suffer. And if a grocery store suffers, they will have to lay off their people. And if they have to lay off their people, that person will not buy. And it goes on. It is what in economics, those who do economics call the demultiplier effect. So it will have a really backward kind of spiral that is not going to help. However, if you go in other states, maybe it will work. We don't know that. But here in the Silicon Valley, definitely it won't work, because many of the jobs that are taken by H-1Bs or green card holder are jobs of specialty occupations, and it's very, very difficult to replace them no matter what. And they tried. I know people try very, very hard. And it's very hard because the knowledge is not there. And people from India and abroad, they already have it. So pretty much what America does is the secret weapon of America is basically the H-1B, because they can pick the cream and bring them here and work from bottom to up. So ladies and gentlemen, let us hope things are really unfolding very, very fast. As I was mentioning, things are not, sometimes it's in our favor, sometimes it's not in our favor. But having said that, sitting and stressing about it is not going to help. So for those who are citizens, you got to wake up and vote. No matter what state you are in, you got to vote. Doesn't matter you're in California, because if by one vote, one person loses, you will regret it. So you need to be very, very careful and make sure you do your civic duty, register to vote and vote. Don't try to waste that vote, because wasting it is going to hurt. It doesn't matter who you are voting for. It's a matter of civic duty and standing up for the right thing. You need to vote. That's one thing. Now, for those who cannot vote, encourage your relative, encourage your friends, and make sure that they see you as a person, not as an immigrant, and they will vote in the right way. One thing I've learned in America, there are a lot of good people here. No matter how much, but you can easily influence them, unfortunately, because many of them, if you tell them someone is bad and he sees two, three people saying that, they will believe they are bad. But if two, three people come back and say, no, they're good people, and they can prove they're good people, then they will accept that those people are good people, and they won't really be hurting good people. So you need to understand there's a lot of fear and paranoia going on in this country right now, and everything is revolving around those. And because of that, we are seeing all those problems happening. And today I was talking about L1, H1, and also I'm going to talk about some other issues that I've been seeing recently, especially on H4. And the lines are still open, I think, Franco. I forgot to announce the number, 408-912-5565. 408-912-5565. This is Attorney Shapirali for the Shapirali Law Show. Today I'm live. It's September 19th, and we're talking about not only immigration, but the politics of immigration, which is becoming really big, because every case we are filing is basically depending on this, on the politics. So you need to be ready for that. And what do we expect? Yeah, we're expecting unfortunately, maybe some bad news, and hopefully I'm wrong, like I said. But now, having said that, the visa bulletin for a lot of people is totally backlogged, and but still it went up this for next month, and hopefully we'll get some good news for those. Let me take one caller. This is Shah Parai, you're live on air.
Hi, this is Kumar. I have a quick question.
Yes, sir.
So this is regarding for actually I'm on H-1B on company A. I'm a founder startup of company B with holding like around 34% of the stakeholders. So how do I take the profits from the company B if I'm on H-1B of company A?
Well, if it is a passive income, you're just taking dividend, you didn't do any work there, yeah, you can just take it. It's a dividend. Dividends are considered passive income, as an H-1B, you are allowed to do that. But if you did active work, then you have a problem because you are not technically allowed to do active work unless you basically have an H-1B with that company. But if you are just taking passive income as a dividend or a share, you didn't do any work, that's fine because that's an investment. Okay?
Okay, got it. Thank you so much.
Good luck to you. So, ladies and gentlemen, we are talking about a lot of issues. And I don't know if Amit will be calling, I think, in a few. And now I'm talking now, I'm going to change topic and talk a little bit about debt settlement because this is big too. One of the big things that we are seeing right now coming up is we are expecting a recession, and I don't think anybody will deny it. We are seeing a lot of layoffs. We are seeing the house value becoming really kind of hectic. A lot of people are scared, and suddenly we might or we might not. It all depends how things unfold again. We might see houses prices go down, and we might also see them going up. We don't know. But until then, we know that we can help them. We can help them get out of those debts like credit card. And also, we can help you if you have a second mortgage and your house is going negative, especially in some suburbs. We can have a lot, the houses have started really to go down a little bit, and we can help you get rid of those second mortgages. And you can check our website that we do that, our department that does that is called yourdebtsettlementattorney.com, yourdebtsettlementattorney.com. And we can help on credit cards, litigation debts. That's another thing that these big people don't realize. They get sued, and suddenly they see a judgment against them, and they think they can ignore those judgments. Ignoring those judgments can cost you really dearly, because if you have a property, for example, they can put a lien on your property at this point. If you have a bank account, they can levy that bank account. If you are at your job, they can send a letter to your employer and garnish your paycheck. We can avoid those by negotiating with them. So give us a call, 510-742-5887. And for the good news is that when it comes to debt settlement, not immigration, by the way, on debt settlement, we work on contingency. So only when we win, then we take a percentage. So call us. We will help you, 510-742-5887. And also for those who need help on immigration or anything related to immigration, you can call us, 510-742-5887. The website to check is attorneyonair.com, attorneyonair.com. And today, ladies and gentlemen, I was talking about few issues when it comes to investor visa and also about debt settlement. And if you need help, please give us a call. And just to let people know, as from one more week, we will be continuing on the Monday show, but then we are moving to Thursday, which is 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. So listen to us on that day, and we thank you all for listening. And I think Amit is there. Amit, are you there?
Hey, Shah, yes, I'm here.
Hi, Amit. I think Amit is on the line. So, Amit, you have 11 minutes to go. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Franco. We'll be back on Thursday from 10 to 11. Take care. Bye-bye.
Sure. Thank you, Shah. And yes, Satshakara, and also to all the listeners. This is your Bay Area realtor, Amit Gambhir, and I am here to give you a little bit of the details on what's happening in the real estate market and giving you the information on that. So for details, I do specialize in short sales, first-time home buyers, HUD properties, which are the bank-owned properties, and then we also buy the properties from auctions. And then, you know, we do property management in our office, and plus we also take care of the loans in our office too. So it's like a one, you know, stop shop with everything in one roof. So if you do have any requirements on the real estate that you need to take care of, definitely give us a call. We can definitely help you out and help you in the whole transaction in one place. So my website address is GambhirAmit.com. And, you know, you can also reach me at 510-299-9361. Our office is located in Fremont. We are centrally located, and we definitely can help you with everything. So I'm going to be talking about a little bit on the investment side. You know, agar tusi apna investment property source de payo khareedan waste, you know, assi specialize karde hange apna duplex de vich, triplex de vich, de naal fourplex de vich, and also in the big apartment units as well. Te agar tusi investor hage ho, tuhanu actually, you know, vadhiya deal chahidi hai ki hai, tusi 1031 karde payo apni single family da, in which you're selling the property and you want to get a better cap rate. Agar tuhanu better cap rate chahida hai, this is the perfect time. You know, because the interest rates are getting a lot cut again, and then you want to actually get a better positive cash flow for your future. Because, you know, the rate right now, it's definitely going to help you out for the long term. I would say within 5 to 10 years to get you a better equity. If you want equity better, this is the perfect time to invest. You know, since this one actually is starting fall and winter time, I would suggest agar to see investor hai, go for your you know, investment portfolio, because the best investment right now is the real estate investment, in which definitely you can gain equity in the long term and plus manage it you know, easily as well. Agar, I mean, you know, you're looking for a better cap rate, I would suggest that if you have a single family house right now, jada Bay Area hai, Bay Area they mostly jada cap rate hai, and it has turned into close to 3% to 4%. You know, you're not saving much of the money. You know, you're just bringing in enough to make sure you're covering the mortgage on that one. Agar thodi mortgage sirf cover hundi, but yeah, I would suggest think about a different options in order to invest your money. So that way, it can help you in the long term, and you can get a better, you know, investment out of that as well. So asi specialize in your duplex. Your duplex hundi, two units hundi on one lot. So you can actually, you know, rent it out both the units with the different meters and everything. Triplex on the net, 3 units, fourplex is 4 units. The apartment change, like 10-unit apartment, 20-unit apartment, 50-unit apartment. Those type of the things, you know, can give you a better leverage. I mean, you know, when you're looking at, because in those, you can definitely, after all your expenses, let's say we keep a unit of 10 units, you can definitely save about close to $2,000 to $2,500. Monthly, you know, income coming in after all the expenses. Now it depends on which area that one will actually, you know, you're looking to invest, which makes sense for you guys to go for. So, in that case, I would suggest actually the cities that you can focus on right now that make sense is Tracy up in the Valley, Sacramento, or Fresno. So those are the ones that you know, can give you a better leverage, like 6% cap rate, 7% cap rate. The other options are, again, we also do in the medical facilities as well. We have the care homes, in which you are definitely getting a better, you know, cap rate on that. Those are 6 to 8 bed facility. You know, that's like every day things. You know, people do need those. People who get old and everything and need to take care of them. You know, the rent coming on those is about $30,000 every month, and then after expenses and all the stuff, you will definitely walk away with $20,000 on that one. ਤੇ ਅਗਰ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਇਹ ਆਪਸ਼ਨ ਵਧੀਆ ਲੱਗਦੀ ਪਈ ਹੈ ਐਂਡ ਯੂ ਆਰ ਥਿੰਕਿੰਗ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਸਮਥਿੰਗ ਲਾਈਕ ਦੈਟ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਵਿੰਟਰ ਐਂਡ ਯੂ ਵਾਂਟ ਟੂ ਇਨਵੈਸਟ ਦ ਮਨੀ ਲੈਟ ਮੀ ਨੋ ਆਈ ਕੈਨ ਡੈਫੀਨਿਟਲੀ ਹੈਲਪ ਯੂ ਆਊਟ ਐਂਡ ਯੂ ਨੋ ਵੀ ਕੈਨ ਡੈਫੀਨਿਟਲੀ ਗੋ ਓਵਰ ਦੋਸ ਡੀਟੇਲਸ ਐਂਡ ਸੀ ਹਾਊ ਵੀ ਕੈਨ ਮੇਕ ਇਟ ਹੈਪਨ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਇਨਕਮ ਵੀ ਅਗਰ ਤੁਹਾਡੀ ਇਨਕਮ ਵੀ ਘੱਟ ਹੈਗੀ ਹੈ ਉਹਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਵੀ ਕੈਨ ਡੈਫੀਨਿਟਲੀ ਯੂਜ਼ ਦ ਰੈਂਟਲ ਇਨਕਮ ਦੈਟ ਇਜ਼ ਕਮਿੰਗ ਫਰੋਮ ਦੀਸ ਪ੍ਰੋਪਰਟੀਜ਼ ਟੂ ਕੁਆਲੀਫਾਈ ਯੂ ਇਨ ਟੂ ਮੇਕ ਸ਼ੋਰ ਦੈਟ ਯੂ ਕੁਆਲੀਫਾਈ ਫੋਰ ਦ ਲੋਨ ਐਜ਼ ਵੈਲ ਐਂਡ ਦੈਨ ਯੂ ਕੈਨ ਡੈਫੀਨਿਟਲੀ ਗੋ ਐਂਡ ਟੇਕ ਕੇਅਰ ਆਫ ਦੈਟ So again, you know, it's a better option right now, I would say. Think about it and see if it makes sense for you. And then we can definitely make things happen for you in that. So again, my number to contact is 510-299-9361. My website is GambhirAmit.com. And the other thing is that we have some listings available right now. If you are planning to, purchase and you want to invest right now as well, we do have a duplex available in Hayward, which is a four-bedroom, two-bath with a very big lot, 14,000 lot size. And that one, we are looking, the price is around 640,000. The rent coming is about 3,100, but the market rent is about 3,600 over there. And the other listing we have is in Manteca. This one is a single-family house. It can be a good investment for the long term, but if you are a first-time buyer, you're looking to start a home, this is a perfect house for you. It's 2004 built, five bedrooms, three bath, three car garage, and this one is listed for $399,000. And then we have a listing available in San Jose as well, which is three bedroom, two bath, and this one is listed for $745,000. And then we have a listing in Hayward, which is a four bedroom, two bath, and 1800 living area. That one is 1998 built, and the price on that is going to be $659,000. And then a single family house in Union City, that one is a three bedroom, two bath, close to Paseo Padre in Decoro. The list price on that is going to be $750,000 on that one. These are some options that we can definitely help you. On the other hand, agar thode kol koi problem hai ji, and you think that you are not ready to, invest in the real estate, JDB investment thode kol hai ji, it's giving you a hard time. You have two loans, your credit card bills kaafi hai jane, it's giving you a hard time on that. And on top of that, plus, you have a tax lien, so an judgment lien, that is giving you a hard time. And for that, definitely Shafar Ali ji, JDB investment, they can help you on that one. And it's not a plan or anything, but they can definitely
bill you, let's say if you owe them $30,000 to credit cards, they can probably settle it up for an example, $3,000. Then you can walk away with $27,000 from that as a charge off or anything like that. So those are the things that they don't like charge you up front. So for that, you can contact them. The number is 510-742-5887, and they can definitely help you out with that. So like I said, either way, if you have, if you are looking for investment, we are there to help you. If you have any problems, Shah Prali, the team is there to make sure they can take care of you and help you out on that one. So again, if you want an investment, this is the perfect time to look for it because things are going to be fixed. But you have a better leverage and upper hand right now. If you want a good deal, if you want to hit a bullseye for your side and make the best out of it, because interest rates are still low. So let's say if you buy a house for $700,000, like apartment units, you put down 25% down, and your payment is going to be somewhere around close to, I would say, $2,100. And on top of that, the property tax and everything. So, the rent coming in is about $4,000 or $4,500, something like that. That's kind of a deal you want to actually think of it and make it happen based on that. And especially for the 1031 exchange people, I would definitely make sure that you guys go for it, and this will definitely help you out for the long term. And then later on, if you want to convert it into single family, once you make equity and everything, I would say it would be the better option for you. So my number to contact is 510-299-9361@computeramit.com. And for Shah Parali the team, koi bhi tax lien hai kiya, judgment lien hai kiya, anything that is giving you a hard time, you want to get it settled down, they can definitely help you. And their number to contact is 510-742-587. With our office, agar thode ko koi bhi credit ki problem hai ki, you have any credit issues that you want to get it fixed, we are not the credit company fixing, but we have the lenders who can definitely help you out to make sure, let us know what is wrong with the credit report and how we can take care of it so we can definitely fix up your score. We have done it for a couple of people in which we bumped up their credit score as well, and they were able to buy the house right away on that one. So everything in one roof, so that way you don't have to run around anywhere. Property management karani hai, give you a flat fee, which is $100 for a single family house and $50 for the apartment units as well. So that way, let's say if you manage about 20 apartments, you're paying $1,000 to us for the managing on that one. And it covers all your stuff and everything on that, to make sure you're safe and everything protected. The other thing is, for the apartment complexes, you need to watch out for the citations and the litigation that your agent is supposed to do, and we will definitely take care of you in that one. So my number again is 510
299-9361. And that's all I got for you guys today. Have a great day. We'll be back tomorrow from 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m. Thank you. Have a great day.
Are you an H-1B visa holder? Do you have an I-140 petition approved or have an extension under AC-21 provisions? Are you on H-4 visa? If yes, we've got amazing news for you. As of May 26, 2015, you or your spouse on H-4 visa might be eligible for a work permit, aka EAD. And to apply, you need a lawyer who knows about H-4 visa issues. Lawyer Shah Parali has been at the forefront of this fight for H-4 rights and has actually helped make this dream a reality. Now, his firm is ready to help you or your spouse get their EADs. Call 510-742-5887 or visit www.splgpc.com to apply for your EAD. This is an advertisement. No attorney-client relationship is created by this ad.